destroy you.
Welcome
all.
Everybody to Coffee and Combos, a fighting game podcast that catches you up.
That cat.
Are you? Is there an echo here?
No, we're doing it. We're doing it okay, together sorry. Now.
Oh, nice. Are you ready?
Yeah. Okay. Go.
Fighting game podcast that catches you up with all the big news happening every week in the fighting game community.
And I am your host,
Tyler, and with me, as always, is Carter.
Hey, what up? What up, Ty?
That is that you're my echo fighter in Smash Bros.
I'm your Smash Bros. Echo fighter.
You're the Dark Samus to my Samus.
That might be the meanest thing you've ever said to me, Ty. You've degraded me to echo fighter in Smash.
Bro, okay.
Am I in Smash, I'm not even a character, I'm an echo fighter. At least if I was in Smash, I'm Wario.
Yeah, because you're always chomping on your own farts.
Chomping on farts and riding motorcycles. Nothing else to me, Ty.
I don't think he actually chomps on his own farts, but he does fart and he does chomp.
He chomps his own motorcycle, Ty, and that's something I can relate to.
Yeah, I've seen you do it. You've once seen me do it twice.
When I bust a hog out and I take a big bite out of the seat. Did you ever watch those My Strange Addiction shows where people would just like eat couch cushions and stuff?
Yeah, one person was like obsessed with like rubbing some fucking like styrofoam on their nips or something.
There's a dude who like fucked his car. That's yeah. We really need to bring that show back.
I wonder if it's still going.
I'm sure we can watch it on YouTube. Maybe that should be our, when we finally do a stream, we just watch My Strange Addiction.
You know what?
And listen to Mars Volta. This is the My Strange Addiction of Mars Volta podcast.
Oh my God, man. That is the way to go.
I think we might have found our exit avenue for this podcast.
Yeah. Fighting games, you know what? Those are dying out, man. Leave those in the dust.
We're really pigeonholing ourselves with that, Ty. We need to move into something a little more broad. Mars Volta and My Strange Addiction.
Yeah. The audience for both of those are massive.
There's a huge overlap, too.
Oh my God, man. Mars Volta and My Strange Addiction. Carter, enough about the two greatest things in the world.
Let's talk about two other things.
Yeah.
Ty,
well,
we're living in SNK's world right now.
We're living in a SNK world, and I am a Hibiki
girl. Are you a Hibiki girl, Ty? Because SNK, they control the news cycle.
Well, they do for this pod.
I sit around and I go, what you got for me, SNK? That's like, it's like a Pavlovian response for me right now.
The ring-a-ding of the bell is just SNK's notifications on my Twitter.
And Ty, they threw some heat here. They switched it up. They said, no, King of Fighters, you've been having too much fun this week. But then they got back to it. But first, Ty, they hit us with Hibiki.
Yeah, Last Blade 2 character that fans haven't seen for a long time.
Showed up in CVS 2.
Yes, yeah, CVS, sorry. That's right. But still, CVS 2 hasn't been in the spotlight for a long time.
Straight up, once I saw that, I was like, really need to bring back CVS.
Oh my God, totally. I mean, what a great pairing.
I was looking at the characters, my God. Just excellent.
Just what a glorious looking game, too.
But there are just people who are... I've been playing this character since CVS 2, and they're coming out of the woodworks, Ty.
Yeah, a lot of people are really happy about how Hibiki looks in Samurai Showdown 7? 6?
We just call it Samurai Showdown these days. But yeah, super heavy moveset on this character, super true to her old self, but the crux of this character seems to be the counter. Have you seen what this thing can do?
I haven't really seen what she can do.
So Ty, you know how counters work in games, right? You do totally. It, someone punches you, you do a move back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought, maybe if I counter this Hadouken, Ryu should appear in front of me and I should throw him?
Yeah.
Because that's how this one works, Ty. You throw anything at her, you're coming full screen and you're getting countered.
It's strange.
Yeah, so Ty, like, if Wu drops a trap on the ground. If you walk up to that trap and you counter and then step on the trap, she's teleporting to you and she's getting her ass countered.
Whoa, no way.
Yeah, it's I don't know if that is a good thing.
Yeah, that's kind of fucking crazy.
Yeah, it seems like some characters are really going to get gimped by this move. And her moveset is just super, super heavy. Like, she hits like a truck.
Yeah.
She came out yesterday.
Yeah, so she's out already in Samurai Showdown, and just judging from the trailer is all I've really seen from her. Dude, she's got, like, really cool style to her moves. A lot of, like, the classic samurai, like, slice you up really quick and then slowly, you know, sheath your blade so when the click happens.
The thing, so all I could think of when I was watching is, because I'm not, like, tied to Hibiki at all in any game. So, like, I played Samurai Showdown for a little bit, but she reminds me so much of Ukiyo, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
But, like, the quiet guy, Ukiyo.
The blue-haired, skinny tuberculosis guy.
Yeah, like, like finisher, or they're like, where they, you know, shit happens, it goes ding.
Yeah.
It's the exact same almost.
Yeah, it's like a big run them through kind of thing.
Runs through, and then they both click their, like, fully wooden sword in. I just found a lot of her moves and a lot of his moves kind of had a little bit of an overlap.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Hibiki's moves, though, have that extra flair, like, you know, when it goes black and white at that one point.
That's awesome,
like,
yeah.
It's just so cool, like, damn.
Just bring that in Samurai Showdown. Give that to everyone, that's cool.
You know, a lot of people were really quick to point out that Last Blade 2 has this mechanic where, like, if you hit someone with, like, the big... I think it's if you hit someone with, like, your big killing blow at the end of matches, Hibiki starts going from, like, oh, father, help me win this battle, to, like, nah, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, she goes badass mode, Ty.
Yeah.
Or as the kids are calling, Ty, I think she went sicko mode.
Wow. that's what they mean?
That's what they mean. I think that's when you go sicko mode right there, Ty.
Nice, yeah. So Hibiki goes from timid girl needing help to sicko mode Hibiki.
That's been, like, her thing through, like, that's her character thing, is she's like she's resistant to fighting until she really starts doing it, and then she decides she's fucking good at it and no one can fuck with her.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool as hell. Put more of that stuff in the game.
I kind
of like
some
quality
that,
of life shit that we're missing from fighting games.
It's a cool, like, and you get like a little character progression in the character just within the match, which is something you rarely, like, you never see.
Yeah, totally. Like, it's just so cool.
So, yeah, well, just give me some more characters going sicko mode, Ty.
Yeah, dude. And we got one more character going sicko mode from SNK this week.
Ty, just before we hop over to him, did you think when that slash came out at the end of this trailer, we were going to see Guilty Gear?
Like the cross that happened?
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's happening.
No, because when they advertised it, they were like, this is the Hibiki trailer.
Yeah.
No surprises here.
I guess, yeah, they didn't mention it. It would be hard not to put that in the YouTube title.
Yeah, exactly. Like, bike and splash image right on the thumbnail, of course.
I love how it's just like, it's 100% bike and everyone's decided it.
Yeah, exactly. We could have our expectations shattered.
Man, could you imagine we get May?
Don't. Well, you know what? I could see it. A weird pick, but I could see it. Big ass anchor.
Hey, it would fit for some reason. For some reason, it would fit.
It would. Carter, were your expectations shattered when you saw Chris?
I'm going to be honest. This guy looks like the biggest fuckboy. He's a little Swedish teen. He wears the lamest clothes. He's in some flood pant cargo shorts.
Yeah.
But Ty, his fucking moveset.
He's a little... Oh my God, man.
It's amazing.
It's hella cool, and he's just a little stinker.
Ty, who does he look like to you?
Design-wise or, like, speediness?
Moveset-wise.
Hmm.
I'll tell you who, Ty. He reminds me of a little guy named Yoon.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, sure.
Because he's got a brutal, brutal overhead with that little, like, when he goes upside down, does those two kicks.
Does the kick, yeah.
He does that. He has a dive kick, Ty.
Mm-hmm.
His little slide, Ganajan bitch slapping.
The bitch
that
slapping.
That is awesome. And he has, Ty, it's flash kicks, but it's the same concept as Yoon's double kick.
Oh, the one where he, like, goes up and then kicks up in the air.
Flash kicks and then flash kicks. Yeah. It's the same thing as Yoon's 1-2, like his dragon punch.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I can get behind this, especially, yeah, the slide touch Ganesian bitch slapping.
Yeah. Man, we got to talk about his, like, quick teleports.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. There's a moment where they have Mai Tenkun in the trailer. Like, of course, it's, like, super choreographed, but who cares? Mai Tenkun's throwing out punches and shit, and then Chris is just warping through him, behind him, back to the player one side. Oh my
god,
it looks
so cool.
It's not
like he's like pausing. It's like he's just doing it nonstop.
Yeah, he's just like canceling them. It looks hype.
See, I hated this character when he first showed up. Like when I saw his face, I was like, they didn't even like make him like age or anything or like
they really
do anything
didn't change
him.
His design.
They
too
didn't
much.
Touch him at all.
Yeah, he looks bad.
But his moveset, like I'm gonna play this guy because I'm gonna try him at least because he has everything I want in a character. And unlike fucking Lancelot, there's a button to negate me switching side every 1 second.
Lancelot.
That's what he's like. He reminds me of Lancelot and Yun mashed together.
Yeah. And then, you know, KOF will actually, or Chris will actually benefit from not having a block button that blocks mix-ups and shit like that.
And then did you see that gave a little hello to Yashiro and Shermie in there?
Yeah, he's got special character interactions.
So yeah, at the start of matches, that's what he would do in the old King of Fighters.
Yeah, and Yashiro's just like, yo.
So we're guaranteed we're going to get some, when two characters have a thing, people are going to be yelling. There's going to be a lot of them, it looks like.
Yeah, when
I like those little things. They're important to me.
Exactly, yeah. We're just talking about the Hibiki thing. Like, this is just nice quality of life, little cool touches that they don't have to do. But it's so welcome. Like, give me that.
So with this, we got Team Orochi. And yeah. Ty, the Orochi guys, they're like descendants of some sort of god bullshit.
Of like the Orochi boy.
But there are three of the four heavenly kings or something.
Yeah, so I think it's five heavenly kings, but yeah.
Well, I know it's four, Ty. It's four because there's only one other one. Oh, I wrote it down.
Fuck. Okay, cool.
And his name is Gonitz, I think. Sounds very Dragon Ball Z. But he is dead in the King of Fighters story. But in this current King of Fighters timeline, he might be alive or he is alive. So I mean, wonder if we're going to get the last one.
Yeah, they're like, right, Vice and Mature are dead, but they were in 14 as like ghosts. I'm pretty
and
sure they're fucking ghosts.
I think 15's on a different like timeline scale.
I'm down for that. Bring back all the dead, quote-unquote dead characters.
I think we're playing with time.
Okay, we need to talk about the rock stars in the background and the crowd. NHL 98 looking ass crowd in the back.
Yeah.
Just
it's not their best one.
JPEGs.
Yeah, it's
just
clinging,
moving.
Clinging onto life there.
It's too funny. Like, I don't care. Who cares? I'm not going to focus on the crowd when I'm playing, but I just want to point out how fucking funny it is. It's just like those wrestling games.
Yeah.
It's
the
too
paper
funny.
People.
Oh, I want to point this out before I forget, but someone on Twitter, I'm sorry, I forget your name. I saw this. They pointed out there is a new blocking effect.
Ooh.
So it seems like the effects are still, of course, a work in progress. So hopefully, you know, at the end of the game, we aren't going to get this crazy Fanta-looking weird fire effects.
Spilling Fanta or your
pockets? Sort of like, yeah. Throw. I don't want to. The new blocking effect looks much better. It's less like in your face. It looks a little more like a watery, see-through ball kind of thing when your attacks get blocked. It looks nice. It looks nice.
And this game is at its best when the effects are at a minimum.
Yeah, big time.
So, Ty, I ask it every week, who are we getting next?
Who are we getting next?
This one, it's a little more up in the air now. We got all three.
Right, I know. We got our Team Orochi.
So either we are finishing up Yuri's team or we're going to untouched foreign territory.
Right? Like, where's Team Super Babes?
Team Super Babes is an option. Clark is always an option, Ty, if you want to pick that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Leona is next. And then everyone will be like, oh my God, Leona's going to be a part of the Team Super Babes? No, no, no. She's going to come back with Clark and Ralph, and they're still going to be homies.
Fingers crossed, Ty.
Yeah.
So we're going to get the perfect team put back together.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, Ty, we can stop covering this. Once, because I won't even know who to... It's all downhill from there for me, Ty.
Right. You don't want, like, Goro in there? Goro Diamond?
I want Goro from Mortal Kombat in there, Ty, because they're doing him wrong in Mortal Kombat, so...
Oh, my God.
Let's bring him over, Ty.
You know, it's too good of a segue, Carter. Let's move on to round number two. Nobody blink. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the start of round number two. This will be a Mortal Kombat 2021 movie review. Carter and I will go into spoilers. So if you haven't seen the new Mortal Kombat movie...
Well, there will be time codes. You just take, press the button. I think it should skip ahead.
Hey, that's handy dandy.
If you're on like iTunes, I think it works.
If you're away from your phone, you can't do that, or you're away from wherever platform you're listening to this on.
Eat shit.
You got your chance. It's 5, 4, 3, 2. It's gone. Goro, Carter. What the fuck?
Raiden's a lizard.
Goro, Raiden's a lizard.
Ty, what the fuck? Okay, I'm going to be off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. I know you're going to try to redeem this movie, and I can't wait to chop away at its knees.
Let me rein this round in already, because off the bat, we're jumping in head first into the shallow end. Okay. Carter. Go ahead, give me your overall thoughts on the new Mortal Kombat movie.
It's Mortal Kombat Studio Interference Edition. This movie just reeked of... How are we going to explain this to people? Our audience is so stupid. It was just like they wanted to fit all these references in, and when they got it right, it was nice. But when they got it wrong, it was so bad that it pulled you out of the movie, which was already having a very tenuous grasp on your attention.
Oh, my God, man. I cringed so hard at some of the, like, references they tried to do.
So forced, Ty.
Yeah.
Like, Liu Kang just saying fatality to himself for no reason. They were really grasping at stuff here, Ty. It was good things. Sub-Zero Scorpion. When they're on screen, amazing. Yeah. Unfortunately, they get 10 minutes of screen time.
It's like they open it up with Sub-Zero and Scorpion, and it's like, oh, yeah, this is giving us what we want, baby. Some good action, some sort of backstory to like explain why Bi-Han's such a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And then at the end, and then that's it.
And like both great scenes, very short-lived, and... That last scene, Ty, mm-hmm. What a fucking mess.
I just want to talk about the action in this. When you have such great martial artists like Joe Taslim, and I'm blanking on who plays Scorpion, but they are both like so good. Why cut away so many times?
So many quick cuts and just confusing decisions, Ty. Like, when in their final fight, the whole movie, Scorpion has been speaking Japanese. Suddenly, Ed Boon-esque voice, get over here, happens.
Yeah.
And super jarring. They had like a version where the actor actually said it, and it was like he had his accent on it, and it made sense.
Yeah.
But he just gets a new voice.
Well, there's... You know, that's a line that if they don't put it in the movie, people would be like, oh, what the hell? Where's the get over here?
It was perfect before, though. But in the trailer, there's a version where he has the accent.
Yeah, just leave that in. That's perfect.
Yeah, why do it that way? It was, and just so much of like the weird language things, like Sub-Zero has a moment where he's talking to our mess of a main character who we'll get into.
God.
And he just talks to him fully in Chinese.
Yeah.
And it has not been explained that this character knows Chinese.
Oh, Bi-Han? Or Cole?
Cole.
Yeah, no, Cole doesn't know. I don't think he knows.
Bi-Han talks to him and like gives him a full rundown of what's happening in Chinese, and Cole's just standing there.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is really confused. Is he confused? Is this supposed to be weird? And then just weird ADR.
Before we jump into the editing, because the ADR, just before we jump into more of it, I want to say, because I'm going to sound negative as hell, I had so much fun with this movie.
I don't know what I had with this movie, Ty. I don't think I had fun. I'm going to be honest.
I had a ton of fun. I did not watch it sober. And I recommend that if you also go to watch this movie, have some sort of something to...
And go in with zero expectations. Don't look at that trailer they gave us and think that's the movie.
Yeah, no.
Because that's 10 minutes of the movie.
And there are like some great moments. Like there are some fun fight scenes.
There's some funny and fun moments.
Something happens that's like, oh, God damn it. Why?
Yeah, there's just so many weird decisions. So like our main character, Cole, mm-hmm. Cole Young, we're just going to call him Studio Interference. Our main character, Studio Interference.
Yeah, the audience.
He is horribly acted.
Poor,
our introduction
poor Lewis
to him is he has no heart, I guess. Like, he just gets his ass beat because
mm-hmm.
he can't, like, finish. He can't pull through when time comes or something.
Yeah, see, okay, so you and I were confused about this because I had a different take, and you said, no, I'm pretty sure he just, like,
yeah,
can never win a fight. Like, he used to be a champion, but now he's washed up.
Yeah, he didn't give up that fight, Ty.
I was like, he threw the fight because that's what he was paid to do. But if I'm thinking one thing and you're thinking another thing, then does that mean the movie's just badly written?
It's horribly written, Ty. And I would like to point out the screenwriter for this movie
mm-hmm.
also wrote the new Wonder Woman movie.
That explains quite a bit.
That makes a lot of sense, right? Because that movie also is just a mess of writing.
Mm. So I've heard. I didn't venture to watch it.
So, Ty, our boy, Studio Interference, accepts that he is just... He gets his ass kicked. That's what he mm-hmm. does for a living. But he has this special marking, which is one of the few things in this I appreciated, where the marking is what gets you into the tournament. And
I almost appreciated it.
A Highlander-type situation. If you kill someone, you get the mark.
Right. But at one point, Carter, they call them chosen ones. So it's like, are you really chosen if you can just murder the person?
Yeah. If you just, and they called it your arcana because people with these marks eventually get superpowers. And that's how they rationalize these regular Earth realm humans shooting fireballs and stuff, which, you know,
not I like
bad.
That.
Not bad.
Yeah, I like that. I was on board, sure.
Now, Ty, where this goes a little off the wire is you have to, you know, get inspired or something.
Yeah.
Like, Kano discovers his laser eye because he gets so angry.
Right, he gets
pissed. He does his laser eye. Studio Interference gets his because his family gets harmed, and, like, he's like, his family is what drives him.
Right.
Sonya just gets hers off screen immediately. Because she kills a guy who has the marking.
Yeah.
And she just runs in, has superpowers, doesn't give a shit, not even thinking about it, really.
Yeah, and then she just, like, bails someone out of a fight. It's so easy. Who does she bail out of the fight? Cole? Main character?
Studio Interference.
Huh? Yeah, sorry, Studio Interference.
I think so, but there were so many confusing decisions in that, tie. Like, Cole prevents Liu Kang from saving his best friend Kung Lao as he's about to get murdered, like, 4 feet away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And stops Liu Kang for no reason.
Yeah, go, dude.
Just holds him back as Kung Lao gets murdered. And I was like, that seems like old Studio Interference made the wrong decision there, maybe.
Yeah, it seems like they killed him just to kill him. Like, he was one of the best parts and so well done and well translated from game to screen, I think.
Yeah, Kung Lao was great. And the guy who played Liu Kang...
minus when he said flawless victory.
The guy who played Liu Kang, not very good, but Ty.
Shredded.
Absolutely shredded. That's like that's my goals. There's a scene where he's just showing how shredded he is, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna look like that probably.
I was watching this with Sierra, and she said, "Is that real?"
That dude is on some gear.
Yeah, dude, he is like next level. His traps are fucking gross, dude. They're huge.
And then he is pretty poorly acted, but that scene made up for it. Ty, I got new fitness goals out of that movie.
Yeah, I mean, Liu Kang looked good to me. He was good.
He fit the role. He was like stoic enough. But and Ty, there's a lot of mischaracterizations in this movie.
Yeah, you think so?
Because like Liu Kang was stoic. He's supposed to kind of be like a smarmy guy, though.
Yeah.
But what the fuck was Raiden?
Dude, Raiden was weird.
Raiden was a mean, middle-aged Asian man, Ty.
Yeah, he was like he's an asshole.
You've never seen Raiden characterized like that ever in Mortal Kombat.
Never. He's always one to like lift up the heroes and be like, you can do it. Instead, when they show up, I believe his line is, this is what Earth has to offer this time. This is bullshit. You all suck.
And never, he doesn't even end the movie proud of them.
No, it's he just makes kind of like a silly joke too, which was weird.
Yeah, it's so mischaracterized, and I don't know why they did that to like he's a god.
Right?
Like, why is he a smarmy? Why is he being a smarmy dick?
Yeah, Raiden, they kind of fucked up. Again, like the writing really sort of almost destroys this movie.
Oh, it eats away at it.
Yeah.
And Ty, before we get away from the arcanas, I just have to point out, did you notice that studio interference? His arcana was literally plot armor.
Yeah, his arcana is he just gets like a shirt that absorbs all damage.
He gets Black Panther's suit, but yes. It looks like Aquaman's clothes.
Yes, nailed it. He gets Black Panther's suit. But it looks bad.
It's cool because we establish this guy as like a submission guy because he goes for the armbar at the start of the movie.
Yeah.
He grapples in the movie and all these things. So we have this MMA fighter, this kind of rough tumbly guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should give him some weapons.
Tonfas.
Yeah, some police batons.
Yeah,
Ty, the whole movie really seemed to be building to this guy is the new Scorpion, right? That seemed to be the, like, he's going to get Scorpion powers.
See, that's the thing, is you thought that, and then when I was watching it, I was like, no, this dude's just a descendant, so it means he'll get his own power.
But he gets Scorpion's friggin' kunai with the rope at one point, and he gets his blood on it, and I'm like, okay, so, and it would make sense for him to be the guy to say, get over here, because he speaks English.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
The whole
it was
time,
strange.
I'm like, this guy is the direct descendant of Scorpion, so he will probably have Scorpion powers. And then they just go, nah. He's Black Panther Aquaman police baton guy.
Yeah. It's so strange. Can we talk about when he gets his power and how they really misused Goro in this movie? Like, this is your chance to make Goro a menace, because in the original Mortal Kombat movie, he's a goofy animatronic. What, he kills Art Lean?
He kills Art Lean, good, gets him.
And
then
in this
he
one,
gets battered by Johnny Cage.
Yeah, and in this one, he
jobs out.
Dude, he doesn't kill anyone.
He can't even kill a little girl.
And you know what's, like, just dumb is he goes for, like, the Goro fatality where he's got you by, like, all your parts, right? And he's going to rip you apart. Somehow, main character survives that?
Yeah, he just powers out of it. I like how he gets his full suit and then they don't protect his head and that Goro just punches him in the head. It's like, well, yeah, obviously. There were just so many like weird decisions, like introducing Natara to just immediately kill her. Like that was obvious what they were doing, but like it was so blatant. Jax goes and fights Reiko at the pit, and I immediately look over at Danny, and I'm like, oh, this is the stage. He's going to get uppercut.
Yeah, I thought he was going to uppercut him off too. No, instead he...
I think everyone in the world thought he was going to uppercut him
off. Yeah.
Nope, he claps him in the head.
I mean, hey.
Did you also like how Jack's superpower was that the monks were going to give him robot arms? So did the monks make those arms give him the power? Or could they always become bigger arms?
No, it was the fact that he got so much strength that his prosthetic arms were transformed because he was trying to save his friend.
I think the most amazing part of that is that he managed to produce electronics and metals out of nothing.
You know, it's...
He should just be doing Magneto type shit then at that
point. Yeah, it's... I don't know. The Arcana is fine.
It's
whatever.
One of those movies where the moment you think about anything in that movie, it falls apart.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just got to be along for the ride, and that's why I enjoyed it so much. I know I'm talking so much shit, but there's so much things I think that are really enjoyable in this movie. Like, character interactions, I actually had a good time with. Cabal is in this movie,
the one
and
scene
he
at
looks
the table?
Cool.
Cabal's a highlight of this movie. Kano's a highlight
Kano
of this movie.
Kano is the reason why I think this movie is so good, actually.
Honestly, if he wasn't in it, the movie would fall apart.
Shout-outs to Josh Lawson for just... I don't know if these were his lines that he came up with, because there's
some
no
of them
way
had to be just
that
tossed
they
in.
Wrote this.
And the scene where Liu Kang is spamming sweep, which is the best Mortal Kombat reference of all.
Awesome.
And Kano goes, is this the only move you know? And then he neutral jumps and says, fuck. It's like, I've been there.
That was a perfect moment in the movie. Like... That actually got like a good chuckle out of me. Most of Kano's lines did, to be honest, because he's just so fun
to
watch.
Yeah, Kano's... Honestly, yeah, Kano did great. Big issue was all the bad guys outside of Cabal. Like, the guy who plays Shang Tsung, terrible.
Which...
That's the dude from The Dark Knight.
Yeah, exactly, which sucks, because like, that's Mulan's dad in the live-action Mulan remake, man. I know he can do good. Not in Mulan, of course. Mulan was awful.
He's just miscast as that character.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, you have Melina. Melina's walking around, no mask at all. Like, then they reveal her teeth. It's like, yeah, well, yeah, you can see it the whole time.
Yeah, her gross mouth.
It's like, why not have the mask? Why are they so opposed to masks in this movie? Like, studio interference, can't wear a helmet. Melina can't wear a mask. It's,
gosh,
very weird.
And then the guys that give the mask to, the masks are too big for their face.
They're flopping all over the place.
Remember when Bi-Han says, call me Sub-Zero?
Call me Sub-Zero.
Why?
Man, yeah, the writing. Ty, my personal favorite writing plot hole.
What's that?
Studio interference breaks into Sonya's compound.
Right.
Sonya throws him to the ground, makes him identify himself, and then takes him into a room full of his picture. Yeah. Sonya, you'd think you'd know who he is.
Yeah.
Granted, you have this room about him.
Did you like any of the references? Like, you know, she's going through the room, you see Nighthawk? No.
See Nighthawk, yeah, and you have Shinnok's amulet.
Oh, hey, that's kind of cool. I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's a few in there. Those are the only two I caught on my, like, personal.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot more.
There's, like, some cute nods, and I was like, oh, that's nice. That's nice. I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, like, yeah, those type of things, great. I wish they didn't. Honestly, like, yeah, the fatality and the flawless victory, that really feels like, yeah, studio interference type stuff.
Yeah, like, oh, we got to get a reference in here for the fans. It's like, no, like,
yeah.
Sometimes you don't have to do that.
Big Fire Dragon. He's got to say something cool after Big Fire Dragon.
And he says it's a fatality for Kung Lao. It's awkward.
It's so awkward. It's super awkward. So many lines delivered in this movie. It's robotic.
It's, yeah, so strange. But again, if you're just in it for, like, some goofy shit, some really weird dialogue, I had a ton of fun. Ton of fun.
Man, it's just a shame. It just came out too late to make the Oscar cut, Ty.
I know, it would have done it, too.
I really think old Cole Young might have been up there.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins giving a run for his money.
Anthony Hopkins. Oh, the father. Congrats.
The father, Ty. Are you going to go watch that?
No, of course I'm not going to watch the fucking
father. Do a Mortal Kombat, the father double feature?
Yeah, that's a good double feature. The palate cleanser is which one? Who knows?
Yeah, honestly, they both just leave a bad taste in your mouth and you go to bed sad.
Yeah, they're just interchangeable. That God, what a double feature.
So, Ty, you're saying this is a watch.
I'm saying... if you are a fan of Mortal Kombat and you aren't one to be very critical when you're watching movies, and you also have a little bit of, booze or weed or, like, you know, don't watch it sober.
Ty,
just have a fun time with it.
I really think that, like, because you also like the Fast and Furious movies.
I love them.
And they're also all about family.
They are all about family.
And this Mortal Kombat movie is really, moral of the story is, it's all about family.
Okay. When is the Fast and Furious Mortal Kombat crossover that we all need in our lives?
Ty, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised. And speaking of crossovers, we can tie that in with the Marvel versus Injustice or whatever we're doing.
Oh my God. Dude, that's not even a part of our episode today, but oh my God. We forgot that, you know, we'll have to talk about that a little more other episode, but yeah.
We'll figure that out some other time down the line. Ty, I'm just saying, don't let whoever wrote that script write this script. Let me do it, Ty.
You want
to
write?
Do you ever feel like you could write a script better? I'm starting to feel like that all the time. I feel like we should start writing movies.
Sure. The Mortal Kombat one, I honestly do think in a room of five people who kind of actually know the games in the franchise, that, yeah, you could probably write a better movie.
You could say, just have them fight.
And you know what's funny is they set it up to just be have them fight.
The purpose of the movie is to avoid the tournament.
Yeah, the purpose of...
That is the least coffee and combos friendly thing they could possibly do, Ty.
Right? We know tournament is the way to go.
It's tournament or nothing.
It works for Bloodsport and it works for the original.
Ty, would you watch this or the original? What would you suggest to someone?
The original, because it's a lot more... it knows what it is. I think this one tonally is a little wonky.
This one is tonally all over the place. It doesn't know what it wants to be.
Also, it takes the classic techno theme song and tries to make it orchestral and, like, epic.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Just go
all out techno. Yeah, the big fight scene
techno.
When that's going on and Sub and Scorpion are fighting and then fucking Cole just walks over and is punching ice. It's like, come on, man. They're going to die.
Yeah, your wife and daughter are frozen. They got frozoned, dude. Just
you should deal with the task at hand.
Deal with the man who's actually shooting ice actively at you.
Yeah, you need to suit up in your plot armor and actually get to punching.
Yeah,
you have these batons. Why are you punching?
God,
the more if we keep talking about this movie,
I know.
Just gonna spiral into
insanity.
We are insanity.
Just drilling into it all negativity. Just listen.
I can't help. I don't think anyone is really giving this movie a lot of praise. It's a fun ride. You get what you get what you expect, basically.
Yeah, for sure. No, there you go. If you guys haven't seen Mortal Kombat yet, but you stuck around through the spoilers. I hope
if
that
you
didn't deter you.
If you stuck through this and then went, I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Carter, let's end out the episode with a big ol' round three talking about Guilty Gear Strive, shallst we?
Ty, I'm so pissed.
You're so pissed because PlayStation comes out on top again, baby.
Man, I understand why people have PlayStations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just for things like this.
Just for the weird timed exclusivity on small things like betas.
Yeah, like these are the things that I go, I didn't know how great I had it.
And you know how great I'm going to have it on May 13th to, let's see, May 16th.
The times are just wonky on this.
Yeah, they're strange. May 13th, it starts... at 8 p.m. Pacific and ends at 8 a.m. Pacific on the 16th.
I guess time zones. It depends on where you are, I suppose. But yeah, you get just under 3 days?
Yeah, you get about 3 days, I think it is. So you can preload this open beta test number 2. They talked about, you know, bringing it finally to us, and here it is. It's coming early May. You can preload it up on May 7th It seems, on the PlayStation Store. And then you can't really play it until May 13th to the 16th. But after that, go ham.
The changes with this one, Ty. We are going to be able to play on Giannino.
Yeah, the whole crew is here.
The whole crew. So you're going to get your hands on her.
I'm excited, but I'm also like, do I just stick with Giovanna?
Hey, at least you get to dilly dally. Maybe pulls you away, Ty. Maybe Gio just ain't got it anymore when you pop it on for the second Strive beta. Because Ty, we have had balance adjustments.
Yeah, we got like full on patch notes for a beta.
Patch notes for a beta, but in a very Japanese developer way, they just said battle balance has been adjusted.
Yeah,
all right.
That to me is like, you know, meter and overall damage and stuff like that. Battle balance is what I'm taking from that.
Yeah, that could mean a lot of things.
It could.
I'm just treating that as a throwaway.
Yeah.
And they said when the same move is used more than like a set amount of times, the opponent's going to fall out of it quickly. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be preventing the loops and the infinites that we saw.
Yeah.
Aerial actions are being generally adjusted, mm-hmm. is what they said.
Yeah.
So it's going to vary for each character. Aerial attacks like double jumps and air dashes, they are all going to have recovery on landing now.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm looking at here. It's like the beta in the first, like, oh, the first beta, whatever, that came around, it played really, really well, and there were some things that they just had to focus on and other things they didn't even have to touch. To me, this air dashes cause recovery on landing, that kind of sucks shit. Just at my immediate reaction, I don't like that.
I get why they're doing it. At first I was like, eh, but so they made jumps and air dashes cover less distance because they're really attacking the jumping game because that was an issue.
Yeah, big time.
And now when characters enter that airborne state, their airborne state is active later in the jump also.
Right.
The reason for that is to prevent like people from chicken blocking, which is when instead of like accepting the high or low, you just jump and block because you negate the low from happening and you're guaranteed to block the high.
Right.
So people were just doing that, and it's always the jumper always wins that because it's active right away. So they're doing a lot of things here. I don't know if all of these are going to stay, but it's going to keep people on the ground. And I think that's what they wanted Strive to be slower. And when you have people jumping all over the place, you can't have that sort of, well, they didn't want it to be slower. They wanted it to be grounded.
Yeah, a little
they
more
didn't
different.
Want it to be
yeah.
And all of those things without the recovery on landing, with it covering so much distance, with the airborne state, it just, people weren't staying on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a footsie game.
Yeah. You know, to sort of combat this big airborne play in the game, everyone had their command normal, which was forward and punch, and they've extended the hitbox of that like upwards, and the hurtbox has been reduced, and it stays active for longer that it's out there. But the roster in this game all have sort of different forward punch moves that, like, some aren't good, some are really good, like Potemkin's. Does that mean Potemkin's forward P is just the greatest anti-air attack?
Well, now I'm thinking, like, well, it was. Like, that's, I feel like that's what made Potemkin also very strong.
Yeah,
the first
true.
Beta was he was the one who had that option. Now when everyone has it, I think it's just going to hurt Potemkin.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I think some
I guess
people
so.
Are going to have really weird properties to theirs. People who had one that was, like, very, like, low profiling or something that like went just straight and had a lot of range.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's going to have an upward, like that. Some people might get huge hurt boxes on their moves and just have something that covers their front option and their airborne option.
Yeah. Sort of like at the bottom of this, before they say like, you know, we change miscellaneous things in this new beta, they say like the overall balance has been adjusted from game mechanics to individual character abilities. So like, yeah, maybe some people will. It's crazy that there's like straight up so many changes in this beta.
They have a vision, you can tell.
Yeah, definitely. They're really trying to, like, you know, get their
they know
shit
what they
together.
Want the game to look like.
Yeah.
And it wasn't there. So like that, and like these are all major tweaks. Like that jumping stuff is going to change the dynamic of the game entirely.
Yeah, totally. There's one thing that sort of hurts me specifically is jumps and air dashes now cover less distance. I had this one combo that I was like really enjoying, like pulling off, but if jumps cover less distance, I don't think I'll be able to make the.
Well, I don't think you'll clear the distance.
Yeah, I won't be able to close the gap, but maybe we'll see.
See that like as someone who plays usually slow kind of prodding characters, like that only benefits me.
Yeah, yeah. Carter, these are the changes that are just happening to the battle, but let's talk about the big one. Changes
the biggins
to the lobby system and online mode stuff.
They're stations.
There are stations. They call them dual stations, which are like, just picture a lamppost with two screens on it. And you saddle up at that lamppost and you stay there.
And you can rematch? What?
Yes.
And Ty, you can look at it in widescreen?
No way.
You don't have the weirdest aspect ratio?
Yeah.
Ever?
You don't have the giant news section in the right of your screen?
It's like 1080 height by 730 wide or something. It's just like so much information crammed into a small area. They decided that was a bad idea.
Overall, just from like a picture they showed from the lobby, it looks so much better. Like, not much has like changed. I just mean like the stations. Thank fucking God.
Yeah.
And thank
just
you
the
for
things
rematch.
You need. Quality of life.
Yeah,
but I like obviously I hate the aesthetic of it.
Yeah, you still don't like.
But
the,
I do.
The Pixel Boys.
I'll never like the Pixel Bitches. They just they're lazy. I went and played Dragon Ball. I've been playing Dragon Ball, and I'm like, this is perfect.
Yeah,
if this was just a little more user friendly, like how the Guilty Gear ones were. These are the perfect lobbies.
Yeah, and I like their little characters too.
I have fun with those little characters. These Pixel guys, Ty, they look like punk bitches.
Same with Granblue Fantasy Versus, right? Those had great similar lobby avatars as well.
Yeah, they just had like a boat.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that
Ty,
boat
I really
awesome.
Miss that. I feel like that's... I'm going to harp on it every time we bring it up, but it's just... It was the perfect lobby, in my opinion. You got to have a lot of self-expression in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, like, obvious what you do. And it gave you, like, that old-school arcade feel, but... You know, maybe I can come to love this one. I just tied the. I don't have a nice little pond to go fishing in. I have to go fishing off the edge or something. Ugh.
Yeah, there will be like fishing areas, but you're right. There's no like little pond that you can walk around. Oh well. You mentioned the rematch function. I just want to say in the park where it's like that's a big open lobby area. All the parks, you can rematch as many times as you want. And then in Ranked Tower, it's the classic rematch up to 3 times or until someone gets demoted, it seems, or promoted.
That's pretty slick. See, like that's what you need. 3 out of 5s. Or best of threes?
Yeah, it is a best of three.
Yeah, best of three.
Do you like the idea of like if you're fighting someone and they get promoted up to the next rank or the next floor of the tower, you can't like, yo, give me that fucking run back, man.
It is kind of disheartening, but I feel like if I did it to someone, I'd feel awesome. I'd be like, yeah, bitch.
I'm leaving you
I'm
behind.
I'm going upstairs. Yeah. I'm going upstairs. Stay down here with the rest of the fucking peasants.
Oh, that's so... Never mind. You know what? As a loser, it would make just salt in the wound, but as a winner, it'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. You don't even deserve to play me anymore.
Oh, God, yes. See, that's the good shit. I'm back.
I'm
on
really
board.
Excited. I'm really excited to be able to lord what floor I'm on.
I need to
reach heaven just so I can tell people I only play heavens. I only play heaven boys. I only angels. Angels only in this lobby.
Oh, God. And then there'll be me down in the dumps with all the scum of the earth scrounging.
Ties on floor 3.
Floor 2. Just eating all the scraps.
Me and my angels up there just, I wonder what the peasants are doing today. We look down, and there's just 30 Ramlethals mashing into each other.
You know, I was saying that I don't think I'd play Ino or Anji, but of course, like, I'll play them just for the pod to tell, you know, people how.
Yeah, you got to get a feel for them. Yeah. I'm just so mad that I don't get to fucking try a character tie. I just want to play.
It is so strange. I really do hate that it's not on Steam or PC or, you know, any of those sort of digital storefronts on computer, because it's like, come on, man. Like,
just give me, if you're give me a taste.
Trying to convince a super large chunk of your player base to get the game, a beta is a great thing. And, like, why not? Did Sony
especially
just pay
a well-received
for
one?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, it's building hype, I suppose, for the PC base, but like Guilty Gear doesn't really have that luxury. Get people on right now while you have it, while you have people paying attention.
Yeah.
Fighting games have a very short half-life.
Dude, it's so
people
true.
People really stop caring about us very quickly.
Speaking oh gosh, I didn't register that until now. Speaking of a sort of having a weird half-life, you and I played or bought and played and messed around. You're still playing Dragon Ball FighterZ.
I'm still playing.
I think I am just relegated to party mode.
Ty, come on. You can do this.
See, I know I can, but do I want to? Dragon Ball FighterZ is something when I turn it on, I'm like, I have no connection to any of these characters. And I don't.
That's because you haven't bought Master Roshi.
That's true. I do love Master Roshi.
See, Ty, I turned it on and I said, I don't have any connection to this character. I better fucking drop some money and get a connection to a character. And now I do. Base Vegeta, Ty? That's me.
You're a base Vegeta
DDS
boy.
DDS Brawly? Oh my god, he's the best, Ty. You thought blonde Brawly was bad. This dude doesn't let go of you. You just keep getting grabbed.
That's cool.
It's amazing. And Ty, I'm looking around for my third.
Oh yeah, you're shopping.
I'm shopping. I was looking at Roshi, but I really feel like you need to give him a go.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, of course I need to put more time into it to actually sort of appreciate the finer things about Dragon Ball FighterZ, but it is also one of those things that if we're having a lobby night and there's enough people on to do a party mode where it's just, you know, play one character, I will be the handicap on a team.
You'll be that Krillin.
Yeah, I'll be the Krillin, which is funny because I was actually playing a lot of Krillin in party mode. I just chose Senzu.
Might be
Bean.
The issue. That's what I did when I first played Dragon Ball FighterZ. I was like, I'll play Krillin. And then you realize, why am I playing Krillin? Like, it's a fun little meme, Ty, but.
Yeah, but then I was like, I'll play Frieza. And then everyone was like, yeah, Frieza's dog shit in this game. And I was like, god damn it.
Frieza's dog shit? Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, people were saying that he just is like a character that's not. He's like, all his tools are for zoning, but the game isn't great for zoners.
Yeah, because you can teleport behind them.
Yeah, so he just gets hurt. Bad.
Ty, so what you got to do is be like me, and you just go, I want to play three Vegetas, and they're all good.
God damn it. God That's damn you and your Vegetas.
So, Ty, yeah, right now I'm kind of sitting on Vegeta, Broly, Vegeta.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can complain about many Gokus, but there's never enough Vegetas.
Of course, sure. You can't never have enough. It both ways. Okay.
No, Ty. Now I want my pink shirt Vegeta. I want Batman Vegeta. I want Majin Vegeta.
You want all
season 6? Let's do this Vegeta season.
Well, everyone, you can always hope for Dragon Ball FighterZ season 6. Did you say?
Yeah, we're skipping 4 and 5. We're going right to 6.
Nice. Season 6, all the Vegetas you could ask for, but that
Ooh,
has
that's
been
a dream.
Our time for this episode. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to Coffee and Combos. You can follow us at Coffee and Combos on Twitter. You can find me at TyrossCC. You can find Carter in the Discord.
Sometimes. I'm pretty active in there. No one's talking to me about my come up on the Logitech mouse, Ty.
What happened to your mouse? Oh, that's right.
Ty, so I have to edit these things. Yes. I'm playing on Adobe all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My mouse, my left click, sometimes when I'm dragging, it just lets go. And you have no fucking idea how crazy making that is.
How infuriating that is.
when you're drawing a line tie and then it just lets go and you're like, I have to draw that all over again.
And then it lets go again when you try again. Yeah.
And so, Ty, I'm the type of guy to go, yeah, I'm never going to get a warranty. I never break my stuff. Meanwhile, I break everything in my house constantly. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, Ty, I'm doing the dishes. I'm just smashing like 8 plates just to do them. That's how rammy I am. But Danny bought this mouse, Ty, and she 3-year warrantied this sucker because she knew I already broke like 7 mice.
Danny coming in clutch.
Oh, man. And I put this on the Discord thinking everyone was going to like have a parade for me.
And
so
I said,
if you're the type of person who's going to have a parade for me for saving $100, Ty, I need you in my life. I need that support. So come to the Discord and, you know, be my cheerleader.
Sure. Perfect. There you go. That's all Carter asks of you. And
it's all I ask. A simple cheerleading.
A simple cheerleading. I will ask one thing of you guys as well. If you could go to your favorite podcast service, go hit follow or subscribe or whatever. Leave a review. That would help us out a lot.
Smash that fucking 5-star big like button. Yep, subscribe.
Yep.
We'll see you in the comments.
Yeah.
Leave a nice message for Ty down below.
Yeah.
And you know what they say. We're out of here.
You win. Perfect.